On May 13th, when Labor Minister Graham Bruce unveiled the changes to the WCB regulations, to the Labor Code, and to the Employment Standards Act, we felt this all across the board. People who felt this the strongest were low-wage workers. They were people who were marginalized. They are people who are also feeling the other cuts that are being leveled against us by the Liberal government. And this includes students facing rising tuition fees, rising rents. We're going to have a very small number of students that aren't from the upper and middle class. Now we have a militant student activist who's going to speak about how this is affecting people from the student movement as well as just in general, I think.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Good to see you all out here again. Just a couple of things first before I get started. First of all, I'd like to thank the Anti-Poverty Committee for all the work that they do, standing up day in, day out, without rest, to fight for those that are marginalized and those that are stuck in ruts of poverty that people like these that are hiding behind these friggin' cops create every single day. So all of our solidarity and all our support out to our brothers and sisters in the Anti-Poverty Committee. Long live the Anti-Poverty Committee. Keep up the fight, and we'll fight alongside with you day in and day out. All right. A couple of other things that I'm just going to say. I sort of threw my speech together, I guess, very quickly. Again, a couple of people before me mentioned exactly what the training wage is designed for, and that's one thing. It's aimed at lowering the cost of production, lowering the cost of your labor, and that's all it's aimed at, right? And that's the first thing that we have to realize. This is about production. This is about profits. They lower the cost of our labor, they increase their profits. They increase their profits, they sit inside that goddamn room and pat each other on the back. That's what I say to them, right? These cuts here, that's right, Anton, right? All these cuts here, they affect many different people. They affect young people. Well, it was mentioned that they affect students, yes. But they affect young people, they affect the elderly, they affect women, they affect immigrants, all right? Now, young people, let's look at those people as well. It's very clear in the last 20 years, since the forceful, 20, 30 years, since the forceful emergence of this neoliberal agenda that's gathered force, over the last couple of decades, all right, that there's been a clear cleavage between the living standards of the generation before, those of us that are still, that are young today. We have less opportunities today to make a decent living. We have a prospect that gives us a shitty environment, right? Shitty wages, a lack of opportunity in terms of getting an education, of getting skills for any type of a decent employment. And this is all a result of these neoliberal policies. Again, it affects marginalized people, like the elderly, women, immigrants, people like these that are these sickening bastards that are sitting behind here and having their party.
At our expense,
that's right, brother, right? They're celebrating one thing, and that is the herding of women and immigrants and elderly into back rooms to cook, clean, in shitty conditions, 12 hours a day, going home at 2 o'clock in the morning, dangerous conditions, all so they can make a greasy buck, all right? These people are our friends, they're our mothers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, grandparents. And if they don't understand the pain, hardship, and suffering that they're causing us, then bloody well, we will make them understand, and that should be clear. Now, I wrote down a few thoughts, and I thought, I wanted to read these, right? Normally, I don't read when I give a speech, but, I'm going to read these here, okay? Because I get a little emotional, I'm pissed off, and sometimes that clogs up my mental processes when I'm giving a bit of a talk. For those who are daily committed to bringing about the resolution to the realities of the injustices inflicted upon us by the capitalist system, we must not only educate, organize, and mobilize every day, but we must infuse a clear sense of purpose and destiny into progressive movements. More so, we must not only continue the parallel struggle of consolidating and building the strength of a militant movement, that effectively deals with the demands of the vast majority of us who stand in subservient relations to those in power, meaning people like those in these rooms behind us, and in rooms like this, anywhere and everywhere that they may be found, or where people like these may hide on this planet. We must not only build locally towards a global class understanding, but an understanding that's backed by the force of a militant class movement. Any co-optation and or confusion with regards to our direction and purpose must not only be resisted, but purged. To that effect, our student societies, student unions, and other student organizations must not only deal with student issues, the scarce privileges and resources that we, as working class students, the scarce resources and the resources that we have as militant, as students and student societies, must aggressively be devoted to the amelioration of oppression and exploitation of every person. Those of us who are militants within the student societies and are committed to serious change must ensure that this is done, and we must not rest until this is done. Finally, a message to those who are inside this building. A warning is this: if you continue to create the conditions, as you have been doing and putting forth the training wage, where we cannot eat from the products of our own labor, we will join together and make sure that we eat you up and spit you out. The only solution is a militant solution, I would say. Long live militant solidarity. Thank you.
Thanks, Jagdeep. What Jagdeep said is very important. We need solidarity, and we need, as workers, to organize, and we need to show the BCRFA, to show the people in there, that we are willing to fight back, and we are willing to organize, and we will not take their shit any longer.